A few weeks back, the severed head of a cow was found lying in the courtyard of a cow sanctuary near Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. The sanctuary, owned and run by Dr. Shankar Sastry, is a retired New York City professor. It's a place where aged bulls and cows can live out their lives peacefully. Concerned Hindus from all over the region recently met with a representative from the Department of Justice about what's being investigated as a hate crime. Rama Reddy Raghavan reports.
The Lakshmi Cow Sanctuary in the foothills of the Poconos is a 90-acre safe haven for about 20 bovines. It's home to Texas Longhorns, Dutch Holsteins, and Brahma bulls from India. The sanctuary was founded by Dr. Shankar Sastry, an animal lover who, like many Hindus, believe that the cow is sacred.
The most loving and compassionate being in the universe is the cow. And as Aurobindo said, if you look at the eyes of the cow, it's like 1,000 divine mothers looking at you with love and compassion. Means go in Tamil.
The cows have Hindu and Buddhist names like Krishna, Sita, Vedanta, and Kyoho. In late March, Catherine Davis, during the morning feed, found the severed cow head.
Some of the cows had gotten out and we were trying to get them back in on that other side of the street there. And then we were just walking over by the edge of the driveway and, you know, just stumbled on it. You know, it was sitting there for a while. We didn't notice. So it was very strange.
Davis told Sastry, who immediately called 911. The state trooper who responded initially wondered if the cow was left there to be disposed of.
That's when I explained to her, no, we are taking care of the cows. We don't kill any cows here. We are a cow sanctuary. Then when she realized that, she called her corporal. And who said that it may be a hate crime?
Police say three bullets from a .44 caliber handgun were found in the animal's head. The cow was not from the sanctuary. Neighbors hearing of the incident stopped by to offer fruit baskets and flowers. One of them, Clarence Dietrich, can't believe anyone would do this.
I thought it was a bad joke or bad something like that. I'm sure that nobody would want to do any harm to the cows up there.
He says there are fewer and fewer people raising or keeping livestock, so the sanctuary is a welcome presence.
Like I said, everybody that I talk to, everything, they enjoy going by and seeing the cattle and everything, you know? I mean, they don't usually see that much in Monroe County anymore. I mean, there's a lot of farms that went out.
So far, phone calls to the state police have gone unreturned, and Sastry says he has no clue as to who could have committed this act. For the last 16 years, when the sanctuary was in its previous location, nothing like this ever happened. Sastry recently noticed a Ku Klux Klan poster in one neighbor's window, which made him wonder if there's a connection.
But then his mother stopped by and said that, you know, she loved the cows, and they asked her about their house. She said, oh, my son lives there. She said that he doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean in any way to harm anybody. He just put it there so that people won't bother him. So many people come with dirt bikes and ATVs. And that's kind of damaging, you know, that is why he did this.
Representatives of the Hindu American Foundation, an advocacy group to foster the understanding of Hinduism in this country, met last week with Suzanne Buchanan. Her title with the Department of Justice is Conciliation Specialist. Buchanan is offering to work as a facilitator in future conversations with the police and local residents unfamiliar with Hinduism. Within 10 miles of the sanctuary, there are two Hindu temples. There's also Arsha Vidya, an institute that offers classes in Indian disciplines such as yoga, Sanskrit, and philosophy. Janet Falk, who works there, was encouraged after meeting with Buchanan.
People are going to have their eyes opened somewhat, which would be wonderful. It's a very conservative community in which we live.
Going forward, Sastry is positive.
Hopefully, you know, we will have a meeting with the Department of Justice and FBI and the state police chief and local police to see how we can monitor the situation, and also meet with the community leaders and then spread the awareness of love and compassion. And hopefully we can transform this into a loving and compassionate community. go to feed the cows, you just put it in front of them.
The Hindu community is now planning an annual walk and a prayer vigil at the cow sanctuary to raise awareness. But for the time being, Shastri has installed security cameras. For WHYY, I am Rama Reddy Raghavan.
That is Durga.